to speak. My insides shake like a leaf on a tree. There's only one cure for this body of mine. That's to have that girl and a love so fine. She touched my hand and what a chill I got. Her lips are like a volcano that's hot. I'm proud to say that she's my buttercup. I'm in love, I'm all shook up. Ooh, ooh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm all shook up.
I'm an alligator. I'm a mama, papa coming for you. I'm a space invader. I'll be a rock and rolling bitch for you. Keep your mouth shut. Just walk it like a big monkey bird. And I'm busting up a brain for the world.
WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. It is all Elvis today and a little bit of David Bowie. And then just dropped off for a second there. I'm going to put a little Elvis back on. I'm going to give you some David Bowie and a little Graham Chapman as well, since it's their birthday today. As a matter of fact, I'm going to give you a little Graham Chapman right now, and then I'm going to get right back into the Bowie. Sorry about that. It looked like that crashed there for a second, but everything is just fine. WMFO in Medford, your freeform station, 91.5 FM. Happy 84th birthday, Elvis. And happy 72nd to what would have been David Bowie's birthday. Well, it is his birthday, but it would have been his 72nd. Anyway, I'm just going to play this.
Good evening. One of the most prolific of film producers of this age, or indeed any age, is Sir Edward Ross, back in this country for the first time for 5 years to open a season of his works at the National Film Theatre. And we are very fortunate to have him with us here in the studio this evening.
Good evening.
Edward, you don't mind if I call you Edward?
No, not at all, fine.
Only it does worry some people. I don't know why, perhaps a little sensitive, so I do take the precaution of asking on these occasions.
No, that's fine.
Forgot. So Edward's all right. Splendid. Yeah. Sorry to have brought it up, Ernie.
No, Edward it is.
Well, thank you very much indeed for being so helpful. Ernie, it's more than my job's worth to go on.
Quite, yes.
Makes it rather difficult to establish a rapport to put the other person at their ease.
Quite.
Yes, silly little point, but it does seem to matter. Still, less said the better. Ted. When you first start in the... You don't mind if I call you Ted?
No. Everyone calls me Ted. Sure.
But it's shorter, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Yes, and much less formal.
Yeah. Yep. Yes. Ted, Edward, anything.
Splendid. Incidentally, do call me Tom. I don't want you playing around with any of this Thomas nonsense. Now, where were we? Oh, yes. Eddie, baby, when you first...
I'm sorry. I don't like being called Eddie, baby.
I'm sorry?
I don't like being called Eddie, baby.
Did I call you Eddie, baby?
Yes, you did. Now get on with it.
Don't think I did call you Eddie, baby.
I didn't call you Eddie, baby.
Did I call him Eddie, baby?
No. Yes! No.
I didn't really call you Eddie, baby, did I, sweetie?
Don't call me sweetie!
Can I call you Sugar Plum?
No!
Pussycat?
No!
Angel Drawers?
No, you may not! Now get on with it, Frank!
What? Can I call you Frank? Why Frank? It's a nice name. Robin Day's got a hedgehog called Frank.
What's going on?
Franny Nickers.
No, face. I'm leaving.
Franny Nickers.
I'm leaving. What? I'm off.
Tell us about your latest films, Redwood.
What?
Tell us about your latest film, if you'll be so kind, Sir Edward.
None of this pussycat nonsense.
Promise. Please, Redwood.
My latest film?
Yes, sir.
Well, the idea, funnily enough, came from an idea I had when I first joined the industry in 1919. Of course, in those days, I was only a T-boy.
Oh, shut up.
Stinking weather, fat, shaking hands, dopey morning, dog, grumpy nose. Little wonder then, little wonder, you little wonder you. Big screen dolls, fits and explosions, sleepy time, that's woman news. Little wonder then, little wonder, you little wonder.
born as David Robert Jones, January 8th, 1947. A very happy birthday as well to Mr. David Bowie. He died in New York City right after his 69th birthday 3 years ago. My, does time pass and march right on. So a little sidetrack, a couple of songs from David Bowie here, and we'll get right back into the Elvis. And of course, before that was Mr. Graham Chapman, as well as John Cleese, with one of my favorite sketches from Monty Python's Flying Circus. He was born on January 8th, 1941, so he would have been 78 today, and we lost him at the tender age of 48 back on October 4th, 1989. It was a sad day for me. I was actually out of high school, but he died of tonsil and spinal cancer. Pretty sad. 48 years old. It's right around the corner for me. Anyway, Graham Chapman passed away, and today is his birthday, so we're celebrating that. Maybe I'll play a little more Python for you. Until then, David Bowie and a little more Elvis for you. I'll find a nice Python sketch for you with Graham Chapman in it, too. So happy birthday to these three boys today.
The best of the last, the cleanest. pushing through the market square. So many mothers sighing. The news had just come over. We had 5 years left to sighing. News guy wept when he told us Earth was really dying. Cried so much his face was wet. Then I knew he was not lying. I heard telephones, opera house, favorite melodies. I saw boys, toys, electric irons and TVs. A brain hurt like a warehouse, had no room to spare.
an alligator. I'm a mama papa calling for you. I'm the Space Invader.
right. It would have been David Bowie's 72nd birthday today. So I'm playing a little Bowie in between the Elvis. And also it would have been Graham Chapman's 78th birthday today. So I'm going to play one more sketch from Monty Python. That last one was Moon Age Daydream from Live at the BBC. I decided to play Moon Age Daydream for you again since that first one had cut off at the midpoint there. Sorry about that. It is your freeform station. It is WMFO here in Medford, Massachusetts, 91.5 FM on your radio dial, streaming at WMFO.org. You could find Time Travel with Chris Earle on Facebook, and also Watch This with Chris Earle from 5 to 7 is every Wednesday night, and I do a show about movies. I talk about movies. I pick 5 flicks. I usually have some guests on there. I got some great guests coming up during January. I'm going to have Jim McDermott here, and Jen DeLugos will be here, as well as a number of other people. I'm going to have a returning guest come up as well. And that'll be the next few weeks here on WMFO on Wednesday nights, 5 to 7 p.m. And also tune in to Time Travel tomorrow from 2 to 5 p.m. I'll be on here from 2 to 7 p.m. tomorrow night. So 2 to 5, I'm going to be doing regular time travel show. I'm going to be doing some story time. I'm going to be playing some comedy clips. And I will be doing some album-oriented radio from one artist, and I will be doing some B-sides from another artist, as well as a couple other fun little things in there. So tune in from 2 to 7 p.m. tomorrow night. I'll be back on the radio. I'm here with you till 4 today, celebrating Elvis's, what would have been his 84th birthday today, and they always have a big to-do down there in Nashville. I'd like to go to Memphis and Nashville and check out Elvis's estate. I always thought that would be a good little trip. So, happy birthday, Elvis. I was slipping through the channels today on the way in and also this morning. Didn't hear any Elvis on the radio. And a lot of people can say, well, he's old. But you know what? Elvis did everything before anybody else. And without Elvis, you wouldn't have your favorite band. Open for discussion, but I'm right. You wouldn't have the Beatles. Elvis was there beforehand, so you got to give props to Elvis. And over the years, I never thought a whole lot about Elvis growing up. You know, I always saw the cheesy movies and stuff. And I'm like, yeah, Saturday afternoon, they'd have clam bake on, a flaming star. And I'm like, yeah, what's up with this guy? And there were a few songs that I liked, but when I started to dig down a little deeper over the years and, you know, I got to enjoy Elvis a little bit more. You know, they came out with the 50s, 60s, and 70s box sets and then B-sides and live albums. My mom had the Aloha Live in Hawaii album was just fantastic. And, you know, I enjoy Fat Elvis versus Skinny Elvis, but it's all good Elvis. I think he was a good man, and it was just a shame he died at 42 years old. You know, he ate a lot of food and he did a lot of drugs, and I don't think he had anybody looking out for him, which is a shame. He was a brilliant man. Anyway, one more from Graham Chapman, and then we will get back into Elvis. This is from Monty Python's Life of Brian. It's My Friend.
Caesar.
Here.
Only one survivor, sir.
Ah. Throw him to the floor.
What's it?
Throw him to the floor.
Oh.
Now, what is your name, Jew?
Brian, sir.
Brian, eh?
No, Brian.
Ow! The little rascal has spirit?
Has what, sir?
Spirit?
Yes, he did, sir.
Hello. Spirits, Obado, a touch of daring do.
Oh, about 11, sir.
So, you dare to wade us?
To what, sir?
Strike him, St. Joy, and bury you roughly.
Ah! Oh, and throw him to the floor, sir.
What?
Throw him to the floor again, sir?
Oh, yes, throw him to the floor, please. Now, Jewish rapscallion?
I'm not Jewish, I'm a Roman.
A Roman?
No, Roman.
No! Your father was a Roman. Who was he?
He was a centurion in the Jerusalem garrisons.
Really? What was his name?
Nautius Maximus.
Centurion, do you have anyone of that name in the garrison?
Well, no, sir.
Well, you sound very sure. Have you checked?
Well, no, sir.
I think it's a joke, sir. Like Silius Sodus or Biggest Digger, sir.
What's so funny about Biggest Dickus?
Well, it's a joke name, sir.
I have a very great friend in Rome called Biggest Dickus.
Silence! What is all this insolence?
You will find yourself in gladiator school very quickly with rotten behavior like that.
Can I go now, sir?
Wait till Biggest Dickus hears of this.
Wait! Take him away!
Oh, sir,
No, I want him fighting rabid wild animals within a week.
Yes, sir. Come on, you.
I will not have my friends ridiculed by the common soldiery.
Anybody else feel like a little giggle when I mention my friend Biggus?
Dickus.
What about you? Do you find it risible? Will I say the name?
Biggus. Dickus.
He has a wife, you know. You know what she's called? She's called Incontinentia. Incontinentia buttocks.
Stop! What is all this?
I've had enough of this rowdy, rebel, sniggering behavior.
Silence! Call your phone. I'm calling guards. You're not... Feed him! Feed him! Blow your noses and feed him!
Kisses I ain't been tasting. I don't know about you, but I'm gonna get to my share. see. But you treat me so doggone mean. Ain't you got no heart? I'm dying to hold you near. Why do you keep me waiting? Why don't you start cooperating? Ain't the things I say the things you want to hear? Make it fun, it takes two. Oh yes, I got a lot of living to do. When I got a lot of living to do. When there's no one who would rather do it with a lady. And there's no one who would rather do it with a lady. But there's no one who would rather do it with a lady.
That hide the man within. You see behind the eyes of other men. You've lived and died and come to life again. And now you're standing alone at the crossroads of your mind. You've left your yesterdays behind. But which road leads you to tomorrow? Charlie. Your back on yesterday, betrayed a man who swore he'd make you pay. For when you left, you took his pride away. You know he'll never let you break away so easily. You'll have to fight before you're free. But how much more time can you borrow? Charlie. Now in a single moment your past grows dim. One thought goes racing across your mind. You ride to meet the woman you stole from him. Oh no, Charo, don't go. Charo, don't go. There's something hanging in the wind. Your past is catching up and closing in. You've been halfway to hell and back again. And now you'd laugh in the devil's face with your last breath. You'd run a race with life and death. But will you live to see tomorrow?
Gather round, listen to that bongo sound. Grab the first one in your reach. Now we're gonna shake the beach.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Do the clam, do the clam. Grab your barefoot baby by the hand. Turn and tease, hug and squeeze. Dig right in and do the clam. You can't get your heart to spin on the outside looking in. Moon ain't gonna last all night. Well, let's work up an appetite. Do the clam, do the clam. Grab your barefoot baby by the hand. Turn and tease, hug and squeeze. Dig right in and do the clam. feet. Listen to those happy feet. Ain't you glad that you found out what the clam is all about? Do the clam, do the clam. Well, I'll grab your barefoot baby by the hand. Turn and tease, hug and squeeze. Dig right in and do the clam. Dig right in and do the clown. Dig right in and do the clown.
Every man has a flaming star, a flaming star over his shoulder. And when a man sees his flaming star, he knows his time has come. Flaming star, don't shine on me, flaming star. Flaming star, keep behind me, flaming star. There's a lot of living I gotta do. Give me time to make a few dreams come true. Flaming star,
flaming star.
When I ride, I feel that flaming star over my shoulder. And so I ride in front of that flaming star, never looking around, never looking around. Flaming star, don't shine on me, flaming star. Flaming star, keep behind me, flaming star. There's a lot of living I gotta do. Give me time to make a few dreams come true. Flaming star,
flaming star.
One fine day, I'll see that flaming star over my shoulder. And when I see that old flaming star, I'll know my time has come. Flaming star, don't shine on me, flaming star. Flaming star, keep behind me, flaming star. There's a lot of living I gotta do. Give me time to make a few dreams come true. If you don't greet me right, don't you ever kiss me once, kiss me twice, or treat me nice. I know that you've been told it's not fair to tease. So if you come on cold, I'm really gonna freeze. If you don't want me to be cold as ice, treat me nice. Make me feel at home if you really can. Scratch my back and run your pretty fingers through my hair. But you are be your slave if you ask me to. But if you don't behave, I'll walk right out on you. If you want my love, then take my advice, be nice. Make me feel at home if you really care. Scratch my back and run your pretty fingers through my hair.
be your slave.
If you ask me to, but if you don't behave, I'll walk right out on you. If you want my love, and take my advice. Dreamy night, dreamy night. If you really want my love, and dreamy night.
It's WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. My name is Chris Earle. The show I'm doing is Time Travel. It is Elvis's 84th birthday. What would have been Elvis's 84th birthday? And I threw in a little dash of David Bowie, who would have been 72 today, and Graham Chapman, who would have been 78 today. So it's Elvis's birthday here on Time Travel, here with you until 4 p.m. I'm going to play another whole hour of Elvis for you. I hope you're hearing some stuff that you may not have heard before, as well as a few of your favorites. If you'd like to call in and make an Elvis request, 855-915-WMFO, 855-915-9636, or locally, 781-350-3264. It's WMFO in Medford. Here's a little more Elvis for you. Good rocking tonight. My name is Chris Searle. Thanks for listening to your Freeform station.
Well, I heard the news. Well, good rocking tonight on the Rock Man Rock. Well, I heard the news. There's a good rocking tonight. I'm gonna hold my baby as tight as I can around tonight. She'll know I'm a mighty, mighty man. I heard the news.
There's a good rocking tonight.
I say, meet me in a hurry behind the don't you be afraid that I'll do you no harm. I want you to bring along my rocking shoes, cause tonight I'm gonna rock away all the blues. Just behind the news,
that'd be good to rock in the night.
Well, I want you to bring along my rocking shoes, cause tonight I'm gonna rock away all the blues. If I heard the news,
that'd be good to rock in the night.
Well, again.
Open calendar. What's my schedule looking like?
Next Thursday, you will be caught in an emergency flash flood between Park and First Street.
What? No, that doesn't work. I'm busy then. Decline. Decline.
Floods don't exactly work around your schedule. Disasters don't plan ahead. But you can. It starts with talking to your loved ones about making an emergency plan. So don't wait. Communicate. Visit mass.gov/MEMA. Brought to you by the Massachusetts Emergency Management Agency, FEMA, and the Ad Council.